Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 12th of January 2026. I want to talk today about how to use our content in a vertical. So if you've been part of our world for a while, and if you have, thank you so much. If you've been a member for a while, you'll know that I'm a big fan of marketing your MSP to a vertical. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. So I've been working with MSPs for, this is my 11th year in the channel, this is my 10th year in the channel. And then before that, I had another business, which I built up over 11 years. And it started off as a general business, but then it turned into a marketing business just for three verticals: veterinarians, dentists, and optometrists or opticians. So I'm a big fan of verticals because having a vertical makes everything easy. So it's a lot easier for you to know who the client is. It's a lot easier for you to, as in if you're working, let's say, with vets, with veterinarians, you know exactly what that client is. You then can get to know everything about them. You can reach them much more easily. You can make your marketing seem more relevant to them. And it's just, you can paint yourselves a picture of being the expert. People love hiring experts and they expect to pay a little bit more when they hire an expert. And someone who is an expert in their field is the best expert they can get. So having a vertical is beautiful. And lots of MSPs have their general business and then they pop a vertical on the side, which is a great way to start doing that. Now, how would you use our content in a vertical? Well, obviously, there's a number of different ways that you could do this. But first of all, let me establish the principle that you can do almost anything you want with our content. You can change it, you can adapt it, you can rewrite it, you can reformat it. It's there for you as a high quality blank canvas to do what you want. So lots of our members, they take our content and they just use it as is. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's exactly what it's been designed to do. That's why we put so much effort into making sure that 99.99999% of it is absolutely spot on, completely proofread, and is ready for you to use. But I do know some of our members as well take it and they change it, they put it into AI, or they make changes to it, or rebrand stuff, or change our designs, and all of that is good as well. That's why we give you all of the content in so many different formats, you know, like in Canva and in InDesign and all of these different formats. So what I would do if I was you and you were using our content both for, let's say, a general audience and also for a vertical, is I would perhaps split some of that content. So it might be that you take the sort of the basic tools like the buyer's guide and email hijack, and you do versions for your vertical. So you do versions for your general audience, easy, and then you do versions for your vertical. And often with a vertical, it's as simple as changing a few words. So for example, if you've got the IT services buyer's guide and your vertical was lawyers, it would be, guess what? The IT services buyer's guide for lawyers, or for veterinarians, or for dentists, or whatsoever. So, and then when you go through that, you don't need to change a huge chunk of it. You just need to use their language, their words. So for example, lawyers don't talk about their business, they talk about their practice. So you'd put the word practice in there. So that's kind of easy with the one-off things like the IT services buyer's guide, which you can find in the portal. It's under tools. But what about the ongoing content? Well, here's where I believe you can split. So for example, here's a smart thing you could do. Let's take the videos, right? So you know now you've got videos presented by our female presenters, you've got the tech tip videos, and you've got our new shorts, which we just introduced from January's content. So you could take those with the female presenter, and you could use those for your general audience because they're ready to go, right? But then you could re-record those with you being on the screen, and that's where you could talk about lawyers. So let's say the line in the tech update was, hey, this is Annie with your, this is Laura with your latest tech update. Have you ever broken your computer in two with a sledgehammer? That's not actually a line, but it's just one I'm going with. And then you could do your own version. You say, you know, hi, it's Dave with your latest tech update for lawyers. Tell me, has you or one of your partners or one of your associates ever broken a laptop with a sledgehammer? And so literally you do the vertical version of the videos with you on the screen. And then for your lawyer audience, you only send them the lawyer videos featuring you. But for your general audience, you send them the ones with the female presenter in. Does that make sense? And then you could do the same with the LinkedIn content. You could do the same with the emails. In fact, you can reuse that content across both audiences. Because if, for example, you had a LinkedIn that was just for your general audience, and you had a separate LinkedIn profile, which is a smart idea, by the way, and that was for your vertical, then you still can use the same content across both. It's just you change that content so that it appears more relevant to the vertical. Does that make sense? So I guess what I'm trying to say here is use all of our content, but have different channels that you can use it across. So you've got an email list for your general audience and a separate email list for your vertical. A LinkedIn for your general audience, a LinkedIn for your vertical, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you can either just use the content as it is, or you can just adapt it so it seems a lot more relevant to the vertical that you are targeting. Now, if you want any help with this, I would be delighted to help you. Did you know that I do a drop-in marketing clinic? I normally do it twice a week. Back end of 2025, my calendar got crazy and I slipped down to once a week, I'll be completely honest. Whereas now here in the new year, it's going to be a lot easier for me to be doing that twice a week again. So that's going to pick up again soon. My next one is tomorrow, Tuesday, the 13th of January. And all the details are in the portal. Just go into support in the portal and you'll see the details there if you look for Drop-In Marketing Clinic. And also just a reminder that we had some new content which came out on Saturday, just gone. You now have February's content that's in the portal right now. And remember, we drop new content on the 10th of every month. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.